You would please, and turn to 2 Chronicles 17, 2 Chronicles chapter 17 and verse 16. We'll read that for this evening and get started. 2 Chronicles verses 17, or chapter 17, verse 16. I don't know about y'all here on the Wednesday night and all, but usually when we open the scriptures and read, we like to stand just to honor the reading of God's word. I'll read this one passage. I'll refer to several others, but this one passage for this evening, 2 Chronicles 17, verse 16. And in the scriptures, the word of God, it says, "And next to him was Amaziah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself unto the Lord, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor." Let's pray. Gracious Father in heaven, thank you so much. It's good to be here, Lord, in the house of God. And Lord, it's good to see some who have been serving you for, Lord, many, many years, and they're yet pressing forward. My heart is stirred over that. Dear God, as you have watched over my wife and I traveling and seen us through some very dangerous weather to be here, I thank and praise you ever so much. Help me, use me, Lord, to be a blessing here tonight, Lord, before these precious people. Dear God, I want to be used of you, giving you glory and honor. And may you, the hearers this evening, be uplifted, encouraged, and edified. And surely we'll give you the praise and glory and honor, I pray, in Jesus' name. And all God's children say, amen. Amen. Please be seated. Here, of course, if you've read this passage or here about King Jehoshaphat, he is rebuilding and gathering his forces again to build up Judah. And he is looking out and he's looking for other men that has a heart like him, as we read several passages above. The one that we just read, I'll point to it out in a minute. But our passage points out and recognizes some men who served under Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Okay, and their hearts were sort of knitted with his in the service. In verse 3, it says, "And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Balaam." There. And that's the way to be. Our hearts should be. Those who are saved have been touched from above. Our hearts should be out for the Lord, willingly given to the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. There, Joseph has sought after those things of the Lord, as it states in verse 4. His heart was lifted up. That is, his heart was stirred for the things of God, to serve him with all his being and his energy and fiber. He was looking for others also whose hearts were sort of just like his, and to admonish them and to encourage them to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was looking down through this passage here, and I want to say, the Lord is yet still looking for those to serve him. You're saved here and here on this evening. He is still yet looking for you to serve him. And the Lord, of course, over in John chapter 4 and verse 23, he speaks of this to a lady that he had met. He says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." So here it is. The Lord is yet still looking for those to serve him. What time we get out of here, brother? About 10, 11, 12? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. All right. Amen. All right. We don't have no rock party on me, okay? Amen. We'll get you out so you can go to Mickey D's or whatever afterwards. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. And how true today, of course, the Lord's still looking for men and women and boys and girls, amen, to serve him with a willing heart, a willing heart. And you'll see, of course, once you do that, give your heart to the Lord in service with a willing heart, God blesses that. He really blesses that. I remember when I was looking down through this passage and talked of, as it spoke of concerning the service of Amaziah here. I remember back when I entered the military, back in September of 75, I raised my hand. I volunteered and entered into the service and served 24 years. And within that 24-year period, of course, the Army, that is, the leadership in the Army, they recognized the certain service that I did and contribute to the armed forces. And they, of course, awarded me with different types of awards and medals and things of that nature, promotions like that. And I thought that as I was looking down through the passage here, this is somewhat pictures Amaziah. He willingly offered his heart to the Lord in service. Okay, there's a story is told about William of Whitman, that is. He was appointed by the King Edward III to build a stately church building. And, of course, the construction was a great success, and it won Whitman fame and favor. And then the architect wrote on one of the windows after he had finished that wonderful structure there. He wrote on one of the windows there that this work, okay, make William, okay, Whitman. And afterwards, after the king had come around and looked at it, and then he saw the inscription that William had wrote on the window, he sort of chided with him a little bit and said, "Hey, you kind of take a little bit too much honor upon yourself." But Whitman explained that his words only meant to affirm that his work had made him known. Okay? He went on to explain that before the construction project, he was poor. But now that he was in good credit and good favor afterwards there. So before he was unknown, but now he was famous. Thus, his work actually made him. In much the same way, you know, the works which we perform today are the test of what we truly are in the Lord. As you and I, of course, have give our hearts to the Lord and labor for Him, let me tell you, there's nothing, no work that you do, no service that you render unto the Lord that doesn't go unnoticed. God notices every chore, every sacrifice, every bit of work that you and I do in His name and for Him and with a cheerful and willing heart. And you will get to know about that once you stand before Him one day up there in glory. Okay, why is one service that which is often makes his or her reputation? Well, what is it about the way we serve that opens up our hearts and allows others to look inside? Is service really an important litmus test of the believer's life? Well, yes, it is, in a way. Okay. In Second Chronicles, of course, in our passage here this evening, we are introduced to one man in particular amongst those who worked has made, okay, him beloved and known by all who, of course, read and look at and study the scriptures. During Jehoshaphat's, of course, reign, a vast army was maintained to defend the nation. In Jehoshaphat's army, there was a soldier who was distinctively stood out, okay, and his name was Amaziah. This is the only time in Scripture here, as you and I will read this evening, this is the only time in Scripture that he is mentioned. And we know nothing further concerning him or his family or his future. However, he leaves a lasting memory of one who was willing to offer himself to the service of our Savior. We do not know what he did specifically, a man to be remembered with such distinction, but what a marvelous compliment that was given to him as we read the scriptures here. This single reference to Amaziah of the Old Testament learns us some valuable lessons regarding Christian service. Christian service. Okay? And so we can learn a few things that is revealed here in this simple passage concerning the service of Amaziah. Number one, what did Amaziah do? Okay? He offered himself. He offered himself. As Jehoshaphat was building Judah's defensive infrastructure, he needed those of willing hearts, capable soldiers, devout patriots. He sought those who were committed to the cause. What kind of defense network or structure, okay, would the king have without such individuals? And same, likewise, here within the church of Victory Baptist here. Okay, you have, of course, I remember, of course, Doc Robinson pastoring here, and of course, Dwayne Barrett. But now, of course, you have Brother Knight, and they're being used of the Lord to try to admonish you and encourage you, man, to give your heart and give your time and your talents to the Lord's service, the greatest service on the earth. Okay, here. And he needs you. Your pastor here at Victory Baptist Church needs you, amen, to give your heart to service unto the Lord, to do wonderful things here for him, for the Lord, that is, here at Victory Baptist Church. Amaziah realized this need. He heard the cry or the call or the proclamation of the king at the time. And he realized the need, and he responded. He responded. Amaziah offered the best he could, and that is, he offered himself in service. This attitude of self-surrender, self-sacrifice, is so urgently needed by those who are called of the household of faith, believers today. It is urgent that we need those men whose hearts are willing to give service unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Lawrence Baptist Church, where I'm at, Victory Baptist Church here, and all the other good churches around the land who have those who are saved and serving in the local churches here, we need to have an attitude like Amaziah here, giving your heart, my heart, a willing spirit to serve the Lord. Besides faith, a cheerful surrendering is the secret of all service that pleases God. You give your heart to the Lord, amen, to serve him, besides exercising faith there, God looks down and it's a wonderful, sweet Savior unto him. And let me tell you, there is no way, of course, you or I or any believer throughout the land will be able to outgive God your time and your talent and your energy. You won't be able to do it. Right? Because God, let me tell you, we spoon it up to him and he shovels the blessings down to you. And I trust that you are experiencing the grace of God and the blessings of God in your lives on the day. Christ gives us an example, of course, of self-sacrifice there, of course, in John chapter 10 and 17. You can kind of pin that down if you're doing that on this evening and read it a little later on. This same spirit, of course, is essential in the Lord's church of today. Romans 12:3. We're admonished out of the Word of God, okay, through the Apostle Paul there to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is a reasonable. It's just a reasonable service that you and I can render unto the Lord. Matthew 19:27. Then answered Peter, you know, he said unto him, that is the Lord, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Well, let me tell you, yes, we can glean through scriptures here out of the Bible concerning God blessing you and blessing me and blessing those that who belong to him here. But look, we look for those storing up those treasures up there in heaven with the Lord. Because one day, you and I, we're going to be surprised. Man, when the Lord calls us home to be with him one day and his arms are outstretched to you and to me. And we hear those wonderful words of him. Well done, thou good and faithful servant, for thou hast been faithful over a few things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I tell you what, I won't be mesmerized on that day. And, you know, just when he stretches those arms out and you look at the wounds and off in his hands. I don't know about that. We can talk about it now. But when we stand before him and he says that, look, it's going to be a wonderful, extra awesome day for you. Christ emphatically urges all those who truly belong to him, man, to sacrifice self for his service at Luke 9:57, pinning those things down there. Too many Christians, amen, today lament the fact that they are not finding joy in the Lord's church. They are not fulfilled. Why? Because, you know, they failed to do according as Amaziah did here in the passage. Okay? Render your heart. Give your heart willingly is to the Lord's service. Okay? I tell the congregation up there, I say, look, give your heart to the Lord. I know that I can ask any brother within the church there at Lawrence Baptist Church, and they're willing to do that. Yes, Pastor, I'll do that. But and that's fine. But I want to admonish them and encourage them to give their hearts totally over to the Lord's service. And that's more important than giving their hearts unto the pastor here. And it's a good thing, because if you give your heart unto the Lord, guess what? Then you're going to be doing right, amen, by those in whom the Lord has placed over the church in leadership there. There are some today, you know, who fail to enjoy Christianity because they hesitate to give total sacrifice unto God. Okay? Until their latter years. Now, I didn't get saved till I was 33. I got saved at 33 years of age. And let me tell you, I'm just trying to make up some time. I'm looking back and it was like, to me, it was 33 years of my life was just wasted and gone and, of course, done for Larry Aaron. And so I've been striving very hard to serve the Lord with vigor. So it's been actually it'll be 25 years now in April 16th. Coming up this year, 25 years, and only by the grace of God, man, that I'm still yet trying to press forward. Amaziah offered himself unconditionally, no strings attached. Well, Lord, if I do this for you, do that. No string. He just said, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve you. And that's what he did. Lord, there was a song. I forget the song it is, but it talks about, you know, here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. There is a hymn that I can't remember the name of that hymn now, but that's good. And that's what we need to do. You know, offer the Lord our heart. There's a tremendous need for such sacrifice today. Do you possess this attitude as Amaziah, as we read about Amaziah here in our passage? Man, I trust that you will. If you're not, give your heart unto the Lord willingly, not grudgingly. Lord, amen, let me tell you, he loves a cheerful giver. So, number one, what did Amaziah do? He offered himself. Two, how did Amaziah do this? He surrendered himself willingly. Okay? You notice that, you know, this is the only captain in the king's army, all right, given this compliment. He was the only one that was given this wonderful compliment here. Amaziah's willingness caused us to focus upon another critical element of proper service in the Lord's kingdom, the degree of our willingness. In light of Malachi chapter 1 in verse 5 through 14, and I'm not going to read that, but when you read down those passages there, you'll see that an unwilling act or sacrifice is rejected of God. You know, it is rejected of God. And so if you and I, man, we've been touched from above and our hearts were born again and saved and we're not going to a devil's hell and on our way up to a wonderful, great paradise of heaven there, that alone right there should stir you. Should stir you and should stir me. Man, to just serve a wonderful and great Savior. The citizens of God's kingdom are volunteers. Volunteers. The word of God goes out. The gospel is preached. Right? We have an option. We have an option to say, I'll receive it or not. No, not. It's volunteer. Okay? They enter the kingdom voluntarily. They enter the Lord's army voluntarily. A willing heart is the hallmark of God's followers there. Psalms 110, verse 3, it says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. And that's the first part there. Willing. The Lord steps out, as we read in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He steps out and says, follow me. And a tax collector gets up. He leaves his collecting of taxes and he follows the Lord Jesus Christ immediately. Peter, of course, and his brother Andrew, they were out there casting their nets. Lord comes by and says, follow me. And they leave their nets and they begin to follow the Lord. Philip joined the ranks a little bit later on in John chapter 1 and verse 43. And we read in John chapter 10 and verse 27, the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And they follow me. Okay. Right. Two of John the Baptist's disciples, after they heard him speak concerning the Lord, when John said, behold, the Lamb of God. And two of his disciples right there immediately began to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 12 and verse 26, the scriptures read, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And if you desire to be honored by the Father above, say, amen. Some of you do. Amen. Well, I do. Praise the Lord. Amen. A willing attitude is very important because unwillingness I mean, diminishes the character of our offering. 2 Corinthians 9:7 in the scriptures it reads, every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful. He loveth a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver. Amen. You know, I was besides pastoral duties, which are, it seemed like it's, they never end. Even since I've been down here every day, bring, well, pastor, bring, oh, you know, and it's like, you know, I'm trying to give some a little counseling, of course, telephonically. And all, but I try to ask them, say, look, I'm trying here, I'm trying to have a little vacation there, and I do have other men up there at the church in whom they can confide in. But besides the many other pastoral duties, there occasionally throughout the year, I like to get on the grill up there at our church and just fill it full of different types of meats. And call the people by and say, look, y'all show up about 12:30 or 1 o'clock and with a plate and some bring a wheelbarrow. And I had to speak from the pulpit. I said, look, no wheelbarrows. OK, a plate. And it got to the point where I had to say, you just come. I'll provide the plate also. OK, because some bring buckets about that big, you know, and I was like, hey, look, I'll do that for them. And just let them come by and they pick a lot of different barbecue meats off the grill and they go back home and they enjoy it. Some say, well, pastor, you know, why you do that? Because it's just something that's down in the depths of my spirit, man, that I just like just serving God. I like to be used of God to encourage others in the Lord. And you have your area. There's things that the Lord has placed within your spirit that you just want to do. But it's as unto the Lord. You do it as unto the Lord Jesus Christ because you are so grateful for him responding to your desperate cry one day, amen, for salvation. And he reached down and saved your soul. And not only that, he's been blessing you abundantly, amen, every day in your life because the scriptures tells us that he daily loadeth us up with benefits. And for a wonderful, great salvation that we have, okay, it stirs and moves us, okay, to serve, to render ourselves unto the Lord. And that's a good thing. And I remember, of course, the one passage shortly after I got saved, the Lord, I think some called it a life verse, the verse that he gave me, impressed upon my spirit shortly after I got saved was Jude 24:25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, right, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And so it's now unto him, it's unto the Lord that you and I, man, the children of God, render the service unto. Amaziah willingly offered himself in service. And this should provoke, of course, all those who profess the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, man, to do some personal soul searching there. Have you willingly offered yourself unto the Lord to give all that you can, man, for his service? You know, when you do that, others will take note of it. I know the God of glory, he is pinning everything down that you do. But others around you, whether they're saved or lost, they're taking notice of your service unto the Lord. Okay? And let me tell you, at one point, it will help them and encourage them. They may be going through, and because they see that you have willingly offered yourself unto the Lord and you are steadfast at it, you're steadfast and unmovable, okay? It helps them to be somewhat rooted and grounded and encouraged to also give themselves to the Lord also. You know, let us decide that we will do, as of course Amaziah did, so that we will be known as he was, a willing servant. If nothing else is known, man, about you, let it be known that you saw a need and was willing to do whatever it took to fulfill the need. My heart was really glad when I called back up to, because I had other things going on through the week at Lawrence Baptist Church, like a lifeline screening on this past Tuesday. And when I called back up early in the morning there, and talked with Evangelist Owens, and he said, "Pastor, well, Sunday evening, the men and I, we went over there and just set everything up to receive the lifeline screening personnel. It's all done, and we're just waiting for them now to come in." And, you know, it was just a wonderful, great burden lifter to know that a pastor can count on men and women, and man, in his absence there, to continue on serving the Lord and doing that which will please the Lord. And of course, his heart, of course, is delighted over it. And it makes it very easy for him when he kneels to pray during this daily time, or prior to going to bed and all, whenever it is, to pray and lift you up before the Lord. Amen. Okay. What did Amaziah do? He offered himself. How did he do it? He surrendered himself willingly. Third and last there. Why did he do it? For service unto the Lord. It was unto the Lord. Amaziah knew that, you know, it was the Lord's work. He knew that it was the Lord's work. Right? And that should make it very important. If you know that what your service, if you give your heart, right, on your time and your talent, for something, especially if you know it's for the Lord, it really should encourage you to really just stay with it. For the Lord's work. The greatest work. I would say that the Lord's work is the greatest work in all the world. In all the world. I remember, and some of you remember, way back when, after I retired out of the military and was coming here, and we started, of course, the Aaron's Chop Beef over there. We were closed Sundays and Wednesdays, and we didn't serve tobacco and alcohol and none of that. I just went before the Lord and asked of him how he wanted us to organize the place there and to be open, to be available for Sundays and Wednesdays. Didn't want anything to interfere, man, with serving the Lord Jesus Christ there. And that's the way it should be. And that, the business, of course, when you went in, of course, we had tracts laid out, chick tracts, take one free, and things from the sword of the Lord. Wanted people to come in. Yeah, nice, warm family atmosphere, but also let them know, amen, that, hey, we're here all because of the grace of God and wanted to get the word of God out. Some didn't like it. Now, for the ones that didn't like it, they were religious. They were religious folks that didn't lost. And they said, "You shouldn't have that stuff off in here. This is a restaurant. It's not a church. We're not going to bring our parishioners over here and patronize you anymore." I just said, Okay. I mean, that's all right if you don't. Because let me tell you, the Lord is the one who was blessing us there and providing for us. And he provides for you. He provides for me. He provides for all those, amen, who, of course, have given their hearts unto him. Okay, the Lord's service there. Psalms 100, verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amaziah reveals another important point that is often ignored when service is considered. All service offered to God is forever remembered. Forever remembered. Amos chapter 8 and verse 7 says, the Lord hath sworn by his excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. He'll never forget any of the work that you surrender unto the Lord. He'll never. You and I, sometime in our upper age, we might, have to think back and say, what was that? Or what did he do? Or what was so-and-so's name? Or, my wife has a whole better memory than me in some things. But let me tell you, the Lord will never, ever forget your service toward him. Never, ever forget it. Yeah. And that's an encouragement to me. You know, whatever is offered willingly and is according with the scripture is forever remembered by God. You know, men may shrug off, your service here. There are some, they see your service or that you do for the Lord. And sometimes, they'll just kind of shrug it off. Oh, so-and-so is just trying to, be seen or be noticed or this or that. But that's, don't worry about that. Don't let that bother you whatsoever. You just do what the Lord just placed upon your heart, service for him, and you just continue to press forward, and you just let God bless you. I bet if someone has an attitude like that, just let me tell you, well, they just need to go back and get back up on the other side of the bed, amen, and start that day over again. You have those like that, man. So you just keep pressing forward and serving the Lord. Some may think, of course, what you do is insignificant. Many people think like that, insignificant. How many cups of cold water, have been given, and thought to be insignificant and unnoticed? But God noticed it. The widow's mite, God notices that. What about the alabaster box? Lady come in and broke the alabaster box for the Lord. God notices that. And others say insignificant. A waste. It's a waste there. Should have been sold. It could have been sold at 300 pence and given out to the poor there. But God noticed it. He noticed those little things, even the little things that you do. It is noticed and recognized by the one in whom you've offered your service to. He never, ever forgets. Okay. Whatever service you are able to offer to God is accepted as a wonderful odor of sweet smell. If it comes from a willing heart that is committed to God's will, it is blessed of God. 1 Peter 2, 5 and Philippians 4, 18, Colossians 23, if you're pinning things down, you can read a little bit later on. Okay, number one, what did Amaziah do? He offered himself. How did he do this? Okay. He surrendered himself willingly. Okay. Why did he do it? For the service unto the Lord. What is the result? Because of his willing service. Number one, approval by God. It was approval by God. Amaziah's willing service stands out as a memorial to all generations. He was remembered. We read about it here off in our passage. He was remembered. And let me tell you, as many other services that you do, God always will remember. He'll never, ever forget. Okay? There may be some here that forget about some of the things that you have done and the service that you have done. But God never, ever forgets. Okay, and also, his service urges all believers to serve likewise. I was stirred over that. I said, hey, man, and yet still, when I come and I see, like Sister Laura over there, Lloyd and Don, still serving. And look, and what really, gets to my heart is there are those who are whole. You hear me? There are those who are whole. And when I look over there and I see a sister, Laura, you know, in fighting the infirmity that she's been going through for many years. She was like, that's when I was here. And she's still going. She's still serving. Dr. Mickey Robinson and Peggy, they're battling things in their bodies. They're still going and still serving. Why? Because on the other side, on the other side, the Lord's going to make everything all right. He's going to make everything all right. Your service to Him, right, hasn't gone unnoticed. And if the Lord may not reward you in some type of way on this side, which He does, daily benefits, all right, on the other side, oh, let me tell you, you and I are going to be leaping for joy for all eternity. All eternity. Why? Because one day you went like this, Lord, here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it for courts above. I want to willingly serve you. It's an encouragement to others. That was the other thing for him. When we read about him, it encourages you, encourages me. Your service, amen, let me tell you, it encourages somebody else, somebody else. It really does, whether you know it, whether you know it or not. Amaziah's service, devotions, and commitment was offered from a willing heart unto the Lord, encouraging others, and I hope that you are one of them this evening. What did he do? What did Amaziah do? He offered himself. How did he do it? He gave. He surrendered himself willingly. Why did Amaziah do it? For service unto the Lord. You know, there's always much work to be performed in the Lord's work. Remember the Lord, he said, hey, you know, the harvest is plenteous. It is. It always is. But he said, but the labors are few. But I hope you on this evening will be one whose heart is stirred and you willingly offer yourself unto the Lord and be blessed of Him. That is what the Lord just sort of laid upon my heart for you today. You know, as a member, of course, of Victory Baptist Church, I trust that you have willingly offered yourself unto the Lord. And if you're not a member, but you're saved, guess what? Amen. You can offer yourself unto the Lord and serve here through this wonderful church here. This is a good church here. I like this church. I really do. And if I was back here in Texas, amen, guess where I'll be? I'll be right here serving as best I can. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for mercy.